You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. I'm really happy to go out on the phone now to Bob Anderson with the Raptor Resource Project in Iowa, in Decorah, Iowa. Good evening, Bob. How are you?
Just fine. Good evening to you.
I'm thinking this might be the first 8 minutes you've sat still in several days.
Well, you're right. With the first hatch, we're actually trying to record it for an upcoming film for National Geographic. So we had a vigil where we're actually, for the first egg and the second egg, we were monitoring and recording around the clock. And then we had a little break now between the egg two and egg three, which will be rolling out sometime tomorrow. But
this sounds a little like Dr. Seuss, between egg two and egg three. We need to tell people what we're talking about so maybe they can even join us in progress. I'm looking at it right now. It's the Decorah Eagles, and it's spelled D-E-C-O-R-A-H. It's a live stream of some magnificent bald eagles, 80 feet up in the air, and I've been watching it. I've become addicted, Bob.
You're not alone. It's a real, you know, we have a wonderful camera and the great streaming this year, and it just, the quality is just superb. And many people, I hear the word addicted a lot. And people ask me why it's become so popular. And I think it's just, when people log on, they just go, wow, and they just get a good feeling. And it's in this day and age, it's really good to actually have something that's pleasant instead of negative.
Well, and it's magnificent, and clearly the birds are not the least bit concerned about the cameras that are around. Now, some of the stats on the nest I found fascinating, Bob. Tell me how large this nest is so you can get a sense of scale here when you're looking at this.
Well, the nest is about 6 feet in diameter and 4 feet tall, and some people say it weighs a ton and a half, and that's not true. But you know, it probably weighs maybe 1,000 to 1,500 pounds now. But they do add about 200 pounds each year. This nest is only 5 years old. So in 10 years, this nest could really, in fact, that will be its downfall. They keep adding so many sticks, so much weight, that the nest actually gains so much weight that the limbs that support it break.
Now, I'm not pretending to know, and I hope this doesn't sound like a stupid question. This is the same pair of eagles that come back to this nest each year?
Well, good question. Yes, we began filming at this nest 5 years ago. We've had cameras at this site. 5 years ago, we began to film for a PBS documentary for Nature called The American Eagle. The first year, we filmed with long lenses from the ground looking up at it. The second year, we actually put my cryptic cameras up in the nest and got some really, you know, very good images similar to what we're seeing right now. And then after 2 years, we finished obtaining the footage and the film was made. But in the meantime, we put it out over the internet by sending a link the first year to Xcel Energy, which supports my work. And it just kind of took off 3 years ago. And last year, it even grew a little bit more. And now this year, with the link to Xcel Energy and with Ustream, it's gone viral.
Well, and I am apparently right now one of about, well, right now there's 131, and the numbers keep changing, over 131,660 people right now watching. I'm one of them. And we're up over pretty close to 10 million people have viewed this.
Yes, isn't that amazing?
It is. I mean, even you must be astounded. And I guess that gives us, you know, pause for, you know, some, like as you said, for some good things. There are two eggs that have hatched of the three. Is that correct?
Correct. One egg hatched on early Friday morning, and the second egg hatched early Sunday morning. And now the third egg is actually due to hatch hopefully tomorrow at the latest, the day after.
And why the delay? I mean, is that all? That's all part of the process. Is this the last one hatched, the last one out?
Well, it's kind of normally in most, a lot of birds, they'll begin incubation when they've completed the clutch. But these eggs, their first egg was laid the 23rd of February, so it was so brutally cold the 23rd of February. So they actually had to begin applying some heat, which actually made the embryo start growing. So that's why they're hatching at different stages, because the eggs were laid when they had no choice but to apply heat to the eggs because of the sub-zero temperatures.
Oh, and one of them just arrived back. They're both in the nest right now. I love this. I've been enjoying interested in watching the takeout food that comes in.
It is quite interesting, isn't it? I mean, I'm not logged on right now, but I know there's a muskrat in the nest, there's a rabbit in the nest, there's a crow in the nest, and there's a couple trout in the nest. So.
Oh, no, I haven't caught the trout. I have caught the others, and of course, I mean, they got eaten. I love that one of the pair is bringing food back to the nest, and I watched some of the chicks being fed this afternoon. My discerning eye is not good enough to tell who's the male or the female eagle, but they're sure working hard to keep everybody fed.
It's actually pretty easy. The male has got a stark white head. I mean, it's pure white. And the female, she's got a larger head, but she also has gray around her eyes, kind of almost like an eyeshadow, grayish. And she's actually 25% bigger than him. So when they're in the nest together, it's pretty obvious to see his stark white head the gray around her eyes, and then her size difference also.
Tell us about the Raptor Resource Project. This isn't the only thing you do. What do you do with the project?
Well, the Raptor Resource Project actually began many, many years ago, and we bred peregrine falcons and supplied them to state agencies to try to bring the peregrine falcon back to the Midwest. In fact, we captive bred the very first peregrine falcon to be released in the Midwest, survive, and come back and breed in the wild after the species was pretty much eradicated in central North America due to TDT. So for about 30 years, we produced captive-bred falcons and supplied them to state agencies. And then about, 20-some years ago, we put a nest box on a power plant at the Xcel Energy Power Plant in Bayport, Minnesota, and it immediately attracted a falcon, and then we installed a camera, the following year, and the camera let the employees look at it, and I saw this sense of ownership that was amazing. And then about 18 years ago, we actually put it on the internet, and then teachers started following, and I thought, aha, this is great. So, that was always our aim now is to provide bird cams to schools across the country, and we now have two eagle cams on the Raptor Resource Project, one in Colorado and this one in Decorah, where I live. We have falcon cams all over the country. We have osprey cams, kestrel cams, and great horned owl cameras.
Well,
it's a fun, interesting way to provide insight, especially to students.
Well, it is, and it's fascinating viewing, and I thank you for sitting still for long enough to tell folks about it, so I'm sure we're going to add some more viewers to it, because it's just fascinating to watch. They're such magnificent birds.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much. Bob Anderson of the Raptor Resource Project in Decorah, Iowa. And again, for people who want to log on and take a look, it's at ustream.tv/Decorah Eagles. And as I said earlier, I tried it by just getting into Decorah, Decorah Eagles. You Google that and it pops up right away and you can watch. It's fascinating stuff for adults and kids alike. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.